Hey guys, I'm here today with Ashlyn and Tristan to talk about the differences they feel are present between high school and college. Having them both here will give us a look at perspectives from a guy and a girl, as well as a big school versus a smaller school. So let's get started. First question, do you feel like your high school experience prepared you for college?
I feel like content-wise, high school definitely gave me the skills and the knowledge that I needed going into college-level classes. But as far as like college versus high school, in college you have a lot more free time because in high school you can kind of afford to be in a lot of different sports and a lot of different clubs. But in college you can really only be in like one or two things at a time because you have to spend a lot more time actually studying.
Tristan?
So I feel like I definitely agree with Ashlyn on the content side of things. Like, for example, in my high school calc class, without taking that, there would have been no way I would have been able to succeed in my college level calc class. So I feel like content-wise, it did a good job of preparing me the skills that I needed to know to move on to a college level class. That being said, like she said, with the extra free time, you have a lot of extra free time in college, more than you even know what to do with. And I think for me, that was the biggest adjustment, adjusting to all that extra time I had and knowing how to spend it wisely. So that's the biggest glaring difference I've seen between high school and college.
Okay, so what do you think should change in high school to better prepare students?
I think that they could make the upper level classes just a little more challenging. Content-wise, they do well at preparing you, but in most of my high school classes, I hardly ever had to study at all for any of my tests that I had to take, and now that I'm in college, I find myself having to study 4 or 5 hours for some of my tests just to be ready. So I think that making the classes more challenging, forcing students to study, would help them be better studiers and learn how to study better in the future and for their college experience.
Another thing that I think high schools could do if they're trying to focus on preparing students better for college is maybe switch to functioning on a block schedule, because in high school you take all the same classes every day, 4 days a week, 5 days a week, but in college things don't work like that and you have to kind of adjust a little bit to only going to some of your classes, you know, Monday and Wednesday and Friday, and some of your classes Tuesday and Thursday, and kind of functioning, spreading your classes out throughout the whole week rather than having each class every day.
What would you say for kids that aren't college bound and find high school challenging?
I'd say to just keep trying, you know. I know that some of the classes in high school for people that know they aren't going to go to college seem very pointless, like calculus and like physics and algebra and things like that. But those classes aren't just about the content. They teach you life skills, like turning in assignments on time and doing your work that you need to have done. That will prepare you for later in life when you have a job that you have to get assignments done for on time. And I would also suggest like getting a part-time job or a full-time job over the summer that would help them be prepared for the job market in the future.
Another thing that you can do is go to Votech, find something that you're interested in, and, you know, prepare yourself, get the skills that you need to do that job after high school if you know you're not going on to college.
That's all we have time for today. Thanks, Ashlyn and Tristan, and peace. 100%.